I'm hungry.
Welcome, and this is Far Betterment.
All right. Welcome to the first episode of Far Betterment. This is going to be a little bit different than our other podcast, The Apple and the Tree. This is going to be me with friends, also including my wife.
Hello, I'm here today.
Trying to learn a bit more about each other and, I don't know, just have some casual conversations. Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll go into it a little bit more later, but yeah, this is the first episode.
What's your name?
Andrew.
And I'm Robin. I'm your wife.
Mm-hmm. Lucky you.
Lucky you.
Okay. So we got a few notes here. So you'll be able to hear my paper rustling. So, I don't know. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, what is the podcast going to be about? I guess you kind of explained that, but explain more. Like, why did you decide to start this podcast?
I think I decided to start it more because I think staying in touch with people is really hard, even though, you know, Facebook's around and, you know, social media, all that. So I think a big part of it was keeping in touch with people a lot more. I know I don't do that enough, and I know that I don't really reach out to people, and that's definitely a me problem, but I don't reach out to people at all, you know, and I think this is an excuse to do that. And not only that, but I think people don't really have very, I don't know about serious conversations, but I don't really talk about anything in depth at all. It's, you know, just casual conversation. I think this is a way to talk about things we don't know about each other or something somebody might want to talk about that they haven't, or, you know.
Yeah, I think when you pitched me the idea, you were kind of saying that it was, even though you've been friends with a lot of these people for years and years and years, that you're trying to get to know them even better.
Yeah, I don't think we really know each other as well as we think we know each other. I think relationships nowadays are kind of impersonal, and it's kind of like, hey, how are you? How was your day? How's work going? Stuff like that. And nobody really talks about anything else.
Right.
And I think I want to do that. Like, I want to know people's opinions on, I don't know, politics sometimes. And, you know, yeah, everything. I mean, what are your theories on ghosts? Stuff like that, you know, just dumb things.
Some real in-depth, hardcore stuff, and then some just kind of fun topics as well.
Yeah. Just talking with people, and that's it. That's all I want to do.
And I love the name that you pick. You want to, like, kind of tell what the name's about?
Yeah, I mean, Far Betterment, it took me an entire day to think of, but it just came to me, so. Far is obvious. It's just the distance between me and the people I'm talking to. Most of these are going to be probably phone or Skype interviews.
Because we moved away. Yeah,
because we live far away from all of our friends. I mean, one of our friends lives all the way in California. So we're literally across the country from them. But most of the people I'm going to be talking to are in Colorado and stuff like that. I'll try to do some people from North Carolina to get different perspective on certain things. But
yeah, what was the, I think you came up with a good like tagline the other day. You said old friend, what was it? I don't remember how would you put.
Oh, I was saying learning new things about old friends and old things about new friends.
Yeah, I really liked that.
So that's kind of going to be the embodiment of what the podcast is going to be about. Just trying to learn who people really are.
And try to better your friendship and better yourself and better, maybe hopefully better them.
Yeah, and I think that's where the betterment comes from. I've always really liked that word and the idea of that. Just self-improvement and improving yourself in any way you can. I think a good way to do that is to learn other people's opinions on things and learn about them and really actually care about who they are, rather than just asking how work was or, you know, how was your day. So I think that's a big thing to me, is trying to learn like who people actually are.
Yeah.
I've always really kind of been fascinated with that.
That's why I didn't think I was going to be involved in this podcast, but here I am today anyway.
Well, you had a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess for the first podcast.
What a better example to show that you maybe don't know someone as well as you think you do, or to learn something new about somebody, than to ask your significant other, who you've spent the most amount of time with and think you know everything about.
Andrew and I are together, you know, every day. So I felt like, well, why would I be on your podcast? Because we already know everything about each other.
Yeah.
We tell each other everything. But then I had the idea of, well, what if you write down what you think I'm like and I do the same thing about myself, and we also do it about you, and then we tell each other these things? Because it's kind of like, have you seen that Dove commercial from a few years ago where a person goes in and tells a person, a sketch artist, they're like behind a sheet, and they tell a sketch artist like what they think they look like, and then they have a stranger off the street who's seen the person come and describe them, and it was like completely, the two people were like completely different looking, even though it was supposed to be the same person. I found that interesting. So maybe that's where the idea came from when you said, where'd you get this idea?
Well, and I think before we get into that, I think I should probably talk about Say Inside Out.
Oh, yeah.
And because that's another reason that I came to this, is when I started Say Inside Out and realized that talking to people, getting to know people and helping people, like that was the thing I wanted to do. I mean, I still haven't found out how to turn that into a job.
Right.
But like that's what I want to do. Like I want to.
Well, what is Say Inside Out?
Say Inside Out started as a blog. It was kind of just like a way to get out things that I hadn't gotten out ever. A way to talk about mental illness. Because I think I just got sick of seeing like celebrities on TV everywhere saying, I'm mentally ill. I have a mental illness. I battle depression. But not actually talk about like how terrible things can get, or talk about like how one day you might be totally fine and the next day you just can't imagine waking up or being alive. And you never see anybody talk about that. And I just wanted to be like really brutally honest, even though a lot of times when I was writing stuff, I knew like this is going to make me look crazy, or this is going to make me look.
Because you're a person who suffers from mental illness.
Well, yeah. And I felt like at least if I wasn't reaching the people who don't have it, I would reach the people who did, because they would understand what I was talking about. And I did. I mean, you know, I've been talking to that girl for, you know, a year now, and mm-hmm. she's been through some really, really hard stuff. Like, you know, I don't know if I want to talk about it on a podcast, but she's been through some really hard stuff. And I think just watching her change and watching her grow and become like a wiser and more self-aware person and go from not wanting help to accepting help. I think that's another thing that is really hard for people with mental illness, is learning to accept that other people want you around and accept that other people want your help. Because it feels very selfish to think about those things.
Well, I'm sure it feels lonely and like you're all by yourself and stuff as well.
Well, I don't know. I think for me anyway, it's not about like you're in an utter state of loneliness, but it's also you feel guilty about wanting other people around, wanting other people to pay attention to you and wanting other people to help you. Like you feel guilty about that. So you almost push that stuff out of your head and don't say anything because you don't want to feel selfish. Because you know, this is a commonality between a lot of people with mental illness, is we all say other people have worse problems than me. Mm-hmm. My problems aren't as bad as someone else's, so I shouldn't ask for help.
Right.
Which ends up being complete bullshit, because if you don't ask, I mean, first of all, you can't weed out those people that aren't going to be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't find those people that are. But if you don't ask, you're going to end up dying.
Well, plus people can't read your mind. People don't know what's going on with you.
Well, and then people with mental illness, I mean, we think we're so obvious.
Yeah.
That's a big misconception, too, that we all have, is we just think we're so obvious. It's like, how can people not notice? It's really not obvious at all. And so, Say Inside Out was a way for me to make it really, really obvious. So I started the blog, and I started Instagram, and was doing that for a while, and then it just became, I don't know, almost a way for me to be just stuck in that depression for a long time, too. So I kind of had to take a step back from it.
You think it was holding you down? Like it was making you more depressed during that?
I don't know. I think there was a point where I was trying to help people and I was getting frustrated because they weren't seeking out the help. And then so I kind of saw what it was like for the other side to deal with people like me. And so it got kind of, I don't know. It just got really hard to deal with.
Yeah. Well,
and then I got really kind of worried with that girl, you know, I got really kind of like, what if somebody kills themselves while I'm trying to help them?
Yeah.
I don't know if I wanted to deal with that at the same time. It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
So then I stopped, you know, I just started blogging and that was it. And then I got to a point where I didn't even want you to read it.
Yeah.
That's when I really stopped. I didn't want you to read it.
Because it was hard?
I think the harder part is, and it's not your fault, but not you not knowing what to say.
Yeah.
It's like talking to yourself.
Hard for somebody who's not going through it, at least for me personally. And
yeah.
Not knowing how to deal with it. I've never dealt with that before, and I don't, it's hard for me to know what to say and things. I'm not a doctor. I've not been professionally trained.
Yeah. Well, and that was, I think, a big thing, and this is a personality flaw of mine, is that I thought I would know what to say, and then when it came times where I didn't, I just didn't know what to do. Like, I thought I always would know what to say to somebody with mental illness because, you know, I have it.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's pretty extreme at points in my life that gets worse and better. And so I thought, like, I would know what to say. And I just didn't a lot all the time.
So this podcast is kind of a replacement for that, or?
No, not a replacement. But I think it's definitely came from that. Like, it came from me realizing that people just don't even know each other at all. Like, you never know what's going on with somebody. You never know what's underneath the how is work. And I think so Say Inside Out was really a way for me to show people what was underneath.
So there's a commercial, and apparently I really like commercials because here's my second commercial I'm talking about, where it was a suicide prevention commercial. Or, I don't know if it's a commercial or like a YouTube video or something, but it showed this guy. He looked real sad and depressed, getting up every day, going to work, just doing the same routine over and over.
I know this commercial.
And then, you know, in the background, you always see like this guy, like who looked real happy and like always smiling and stuff. And then later on, the guy comes to work and everyone's crying. He's like, "What's going on?" And they're like, "That guy, whatever his name was, died, or he killed himself." And it was like a surprise because everyone thought he showed on the outside how it, what it appeared from on the outside was like, oh, he had like such a great life and stuff. But people, I guess it was kind of trying to show you that, like, even if someone looks happy on the outside, you never know what's going on in the inside.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what this podcast you're trying to do and trying to.
Yeah. Just trying to, you know, if people are comfortable, trying to get underneath
their skin.
Well, not under their skin, just who they are.
Yeah.
Who they like really are. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be scary for everybody, but hopefully people are willing to try at least. And if they don't want to, then we'll have a serious conversation.
Yeah.
I just want to
talk about Ghost.
Yeah. I love ghosts. I just want to be close with people, or, you know?
Yeah.
You never know when you're not going to be here anymore. And I want to make sure people know who I am and I know who they are. Like, yeah. Truly know.
Well, then let's get into our topic here and go ahead and tell me about yourself. Hopefully this doesn't backfire on us. Maybe we'll this will be real bad, but try it out.
It's totally going to backfire.
Tell me about yourself. How do you see yourself?
I thought we were supposed to talk about what we thought you would say about me.
No.
Okay, so I've already ruined this.
That's okay. Just read what you wrote.
God, I don't even know who I am, really. Does anybody? I don't know. Who am I? I'm a dad. I love being a dad. I'm a husband. I love being a husband. I'm loyal to you guys.
Yeah.
And that's like dictates my whole life.
Yeah. What are your likes? What are your dislikes? How do you see yourself?
Oh, man. I don't know. I like hockey.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably my number 5 like, besides the kids and you and me. I don't know. I just like being with you guys. That's probably my favorite thing. Traveling. No matter what we do. Like, I just like it with you guys. I don't like doing stuff. Like, I'm not a person that likes to do things by myself, really.
Yeah.
I don't like to be at parties alone or dinner or, like, out with friends, really, alone. Like, I like to share everything with you guys. That's probably a major codependency, but I don't know. I'm comfortable like that. Like, I enjoy being around my family. I think a lot of people don't understand why or what that is, but I was raised that way. Like, I was raised around family.
Well, you grew up in how big was your house? 700 square feet?
Yeah, 650 or 700.
And how many people lived with you not all the time, but you often had how many people living with you?
Well, there was always people over, but the most at one point, I think, was like 9.
In one house, yeah. So, yeah, it's not very much room. So, I mean, that's how you grew up. That's what you're used to, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what else? What other than the kids and hockey, what else about you? Do you have any quirks? What do you think? What other likes do you have?
I think I'm hilarious.
Yeah?
I think I'm more funny than most comedians.
Yeah, you are very, very funny.
Yeah, I think that's my number one quality is hilarity.
Uh-huh.
And then my number 2 quality is arrogance.
Okay.
So those are my number 1 and 2 qualities.
Well, what did you write? Anything in there that you write that?
Yeah, well, this is I wrote about completely wrong.
Well, do you agree with any of the things you wrote about yourself?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so you would describe me as stubborn.
I didn't even write that, but that's
very
so true.
Very stubborn.
Very stubborn.
More stubborn than most. But not more than yourself. A dad who loves being a dad and takes that seriously. Loyal to those I love above all else. I said, obviously you'll say I'm hilarious. The funniest person you know, except for you. But we'll both know that's not true. But I won't say anything because you're my wife. But I did anyway. You'll probably say I don't trust anyone, and I'm suspicious of everyone. So I think that I definitely am.
Yeah.
I definitely think everyone's like, not out to get me, but that people are being fake nice all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny, but yeah, I've always thought that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, no, I lost my place. And it's because of my upbringing. You're probably right. And you'll say I'm a good person, but you're probably wrong. And then you'll say some other stuff because yours is pages and pages long.
Well, do you want me to tell you what I wrote?
I guess so.
All right. You ready?
How long is this going to take? A long time.
Well, I mean, I'll probably talk in the middle of this. So it depends,
okay,
I guess.
Fine.
Andrew is a person I look up to. He is open-hearted and incredibly easy to talk to. seriously, people will just call you about their problems to get your advice. Even my friends will come to you over me. You love talking and can talk to anyone about anything for long periods of time, which sometimes can annoy me because I'm opposite and I'm just like, okay, bye, see you.
Yeah. Well, especially if it's a stranger and we're in a store.
Definitely if it's a stranger in a store. Andrew will be talking to the cashier at Walmart. He'll be like a big old line with him and he's like, anyway. No.
Well, sometimes Juanita at the cashier line wants to tell me that her child is still in New York.
And you'll listen.
And cry about it. At work.
Yeah, that's happened plenty of times.
Once.
You're not a know-it-all. In fact, you always say how important you feel it is to never stop learning. You're always researching online new topics you find interesting just so you can know as much as possible. But you still love to talk to people to learn more. You always find different things to get into. So like you'll decide one day, like you'll see like maybe a video on kayaking and all of a sudden it's like, we are in kayaking. We love doing that and we'll do that hardcore. It'll be like our thing. And then all of a sudden a few weeks later, you'll be like, oh my God, I love comic books. And all of a sudden comic books will be our thing and we'll just love comic books, which is fun. And it's exciting for me because it's like, you learn about all different things doing it that way. You see all different types of people and stuff.
So you should live life.
Yeah. You love researching everything, even like things we purchase. So whether it be big or small, I always know that we're getting the best of the best because I'm sure you've looked at every single thing in existence that we could buy because you'll research for weeks and you'll... You want the best for us.
But it makes decision-making real hard sometimes. Yeah.
You're super honest and you hate liars. You're honest about yourself and your past. And again, you will tell anybody about it because you're an open book. But you're not. I mean, that's kind of like what we were saying before about how you're not like trying to talk about yourself, but you're good at giving advice and you've had a lot of life experience, I think. Right?
Well, I guess so.
Okay, you like this part. You're probably the funniest person I know.
Oh my God, I knew it.
And you know it's true. Wrote that down.
I knew it.
You can make an entire room crack up. I think you should be a comedian, but I know you have anxiety and would never want to do that. You're always willing and wanting to help anyone. Anytime we see someone broken down on the side of the road, you will pull over to see if you can help, which is great. But one day we will probably be murdered for that.
Not me. I'm the biggest, strongest one of all of us. I'm definitely getting away.
Okay. Maybe I need to lift some weights.
Just need to be faster than me.
Yeah. But every time someone thanks us, you say, nope, no problem. More people should do things like this for each other, which is so true. You do have anxiety and depression, which is hard for you. And sometimes you do need alone time to reset or recharge. And then I guess I put things that I think that you love. Photography, comics. You used to really love like guns and going to the shooting range, but you're not so much into that as much anymore.
Not really.
Well, it's because it's an expensive hobby.
Well, yeah, not just that, but like I also never... Like, I think even if I had a concealed carry permit, I just never felt comfortable carrying the guns or having them in the car and stuff. I just always felt like I was going to get in trouble, even though both states we lived in were open carry and, like, you just have it in your car wherever. I mean, in Colorado, the laws were even less strict than here. You could have it in your car with the magazine in your glove box.
Yeah.
Or here, you have to have them all separate.
Yeah.
I just never felt comfortable. And yeah, it's super expensive to just go to the shooting range. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I never wanted to be like the one with the firearm in a situation where I had to choose to like pull it out. And then if I'm a criminal, like that's the first person I'm going for. Yeah. Like I'm putting you guys and everyone near me in danger.
Yeah. Well,
I'd rather just get shot.
It's still fun going to the shooting range though.
Sure.
Don't say you want to get shot. I mean, that's not true.
Well, no, I'm saying if I had to be putting other people in danger, like by pulling out a firearm and having attention drawn towards my direction. I don't want to be responsible for that. But yeah, the shooting range is fun, except for all the lead in the air.
All right. Other things you love, hockey.
Hockey.
Sports in general, but mainly hockey.
Hockey, I think, and baseball are my two favorite. Yeah.
Bike riding.
Love bike riding.
Kayaking.
Kayaking's the best.
Being outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then number one thing that you love are me and the kids. More than anything in the world, and will do anything for us, even though most of the time you don't want to.
That's because I'm a jerk.
No, because it's stuff that you don't necessarily like doing, but you'll do it for us because you know it will make us happy. You always want us around. You don't care where we are or what we're doing as long as we're there with you.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote about you. So hopefully you agree with some of those things.
I totally messed this up.
You're fine. But I did also. I know we don't really believe in this kind of stuff, but I pulled up our zodiac signs to see what that says about us.
Mine's always dead on.
To see how accurate it is. So I haven't read these yet, so let's see. This is mine. Let's see.
But listen, the zodiac is at least one sign off because the calendar's changed over the course of history, so they're not even correct.
That's why we don't believe in this. But according to what you should be, it says Aquarius. Okay.
Asshole.
Let's see here. Aquarius born are shy and quiet, but on the other hand, they are eccentric and energetic. Well, that's just saying everyone.
Yeah.
Because anyone could be shy or anyone.
How big is that?
However, in both cases, they are deep thinkers. Oh, that's true. And highly intellectual people, who love helping others. Oh, that's very true. Oh, that's the thing. Another thing I didn't write. You're probably the smartest person I know too.
No.
Oh, I think you're the smartest person I know.
Absolutely not. Have you talked to your parents?
Okay.
Your parents are incredibly smart. Like your parents are probably the smartest people we've ever met. Like, not only just with they know everything ever. Like
with trivia? Well, trivia is not the same. I think you're very smart. Anyway, this keeps going on and it's very accurate. They are able to see without prejudice on both sides, which makes them people who can easily solve problems. This is like basically what I said about you.
Mm-hmm. Did you steal it?
No, I didn't read these yet. Although they can easily adapt to energy that surrounds them, Aquarius born have a deep need to be some time alone and away from everything in order to restore power. Wow. I could have written this.
I'm like a Tesla. I have to use all my power helping everybody, like the environment, and then I have to go plug myself back in.
Okay, here are your strengths. It says progressive, original, independent, humanitarian. Would you agree with those?
I don't know. Read them again.
Progressive, original, independent, and a humanitarian.
I don't know. I really don't know. I really don't know how other people see me other than you.
Well, now you know how I see you. Well, okay, this is what it says your weaknesses should be. Runs from emotional expression, temperamental, uncompromising, and aloof.
Yeah, those are probably true.
Yeah, those are pretty true. Wow.
Except for, I mean, do you really think I'm like that aloof?
Not aloof, but temperamental.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like maybe I should be looking more into the zodiac signs because these are pretty accurate. Or this one is pretty accurate anyway. Okay, I'm going to explain. I guess I'll explain what I think about myself. Okay. And then you can tell me how you see me. Okay, this is how I see myself. I might be wrong here. I am an introverted extrovert, which doesn't make sense. And let me explain here.
You are 100%.
Let me explain here. Maybe there's a term for it, and I just don't know what the term is. I don't like being at home, but I don't like being at parties. I feel like home is a place for sleeping, and other than that, I'd rather be out doing stuff. But when I am out, I don't really like talking to people. I don't mind saying a few things, and I'm not shy like to talk to anybody, but then I'll just walk away.
Yeah, that's true about you.
Other than people I feel that are my friends, I don't talk to them. I'm very private and I do not talk about myself much, even to you, which I know you hate and I understand why. I would say I'm pretty quiet until I feel comfortable around you and then I don't shut up. I cannot stand people who think they are better than other people or know-it-alls. I also hate people who are mean or intolerant, and I'm not afraid to say things, except for there have been a few occasions that I didn't say things, and I look back and I should have, like the time in South Carolina.
No. You're just protecting your family.
Yeah.
Those people are terrible people.
Yeah. When I get mad, I will be meaner than anyone else, and that surprises people that it came from me. I am a big kid. I feel like I'm a big kid, and I don't really like doing adult things. I'd much rather be hanging out with kids than adults because I feel like I have more in common with them. I'm pretty easygoing. Most things don't make me mad, which is why when I do get mad, people are shocked. I try not to complain too much. I'm pretty level. Like, I don't really get stressed out a lot. And things don't really typically bother me. I love traveling and learning about people and other cultures. I find that incredibly interesting to see how other people live. I love my kids more than anything else. I don't want to spend one day without them. I don't feel like I need to be away from them or from you. And then I put a few things that I like. Shopping, flip-flops, as Asher would say. I like getting my nails done or just like getting pretty, like makeup and clothes and stuff.
You're very girly. That's for sure. I like about you though a lot. I've always really liked
it. Not necessarily good at it, but I like doing it.
Oh, yes. You do your makeup really well, but I like you without makeup.
Yeah, I think typically don't wear makeup.
Without makeup.
I love planning things.
Definitely.
I do like the outdoors and outdoor activities. I love photography. Love dessert, which is why I'm overweight.
Dessert's the best.
And, well, I love food too, but desserts. I love desserts. And I like animals. That's what I said about myself. Now let's see how you see me. Or do you agree with those things? Or
yeah, especially about growing up or not wanting, like being a kid. I think that's like a really, like a philosophy we hold really close.
Both of, yeah, when I was writing stuff about myself, I was like, well, I could be saying this about Andrew too. A lot of the things I wrote, like about being the kid. Man,
you're and so like, we're so similar though.
Well, we've been together so long. I feel like we're just like one person now sometimes.
Yeah. But I just think like, yeah, that's a philosophy we have. And we teach the kids that too. I mean, because we tell Asher all the time, there's a difference between growing up and being responsible.
Yeah. Like,
you don't have to grow up, but you have to be responsible.
You have to pay your bills. You have to,
yeah,
you know, do responsible adult things, but you don't have to.
I never want to grow up.
Yeah.
Ever. I want to be a kid the rest of my life. Just be a really responsible kid. Like, I don't need to. I hope the kids grow up like that.
Yeah.
I hope they remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gonna read me now?
Yep. I had to keep up with you and all your pages. So don't worry. A lot of the stuff you said, though, I also said. Can you hear the pages a lot? I bet you can.
Aww.
Okay, so I put, Robin's my teammate. We aren't ever closer than when we have a common goal or enemy. Mm-hmm. When we have a common goal, we are laser focused and unbreakable. We've been that way since the beginning. You're always trying to figure out how to make me happy, and even though a lot of times I'm not, it isn't because of you, it's because I'm suspicious of everyone. But you'd still never quit trying. You love our kids in a way that's a perfect balance for them. And you push them to try new things. You're always thinking of ways to make them happy or happier, and you know them so well. You have an insane memory. And that's like a crazy thing that I've always been like in awe about you is I thought I had a good memory growing up. But then I met you and realized, like, my memory is just garbage compared to yours. Because you'll remember, like, the color of clothes we were wearing 10 years ago on a certain date. And it's just like, why?
I don't know.
But
why.
You remember it. Like, it just comes up. It's crazy. But let's see. Where was I? You remember the craziest things in dates and days. It's nuts. You're super smart and you don't believe it. So sometimes I think you don't try so you don't disappoint yourself. But I wish you would, because failing is opportunity, not finality. And I think that you need to believe that more.
Yeah.
I know I don't help. But you're probably one of the smartest people I know.
Oh, God.
I know you don't believe that, but you are.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't believe it. That's what I wrote. I see who you can be, and maybe I should be pushing you harder and letting you know more. You're the only person in the world besides the kids that I've never needed time away from. We don't even have to say words anymore, and we have full conversations in our heads. We always think the same things at the same times, and that still gets me. It always has.
Like the other day, we were driving down the street.
Yeah.
And we both just looked at each other, and we both knew, yep, we're going to go get that food right now.
I hate that it's the second time we've brought food up. That's embarrassing.
We love food. It's good.
Well, moving on. I said, that still gets me. It's a nice thing to have with someone. And I think a lot of people don't realize what that's like. Or we just have an unrealistic view of what a great marriage we have.
We think we have a great marriage. And we don't.
Which makes us sound real cocky and arrogant. Yeah, like,
well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
I put, you stuck around me last year, even when I didn't want it. You know I needed it. Last year was hard, but you were always around. Sometimes I want to yell. Or sometimes I want you to yell at me, but you never do because you don't have that bad instinct in you. You just accept things and move on. I hope the kids pick that up from you because you deal with people better than anyone I know. And I know you don't believe any of this because you tend to doubt yourself. But again, I see the real you. You're a real true partner and teammate, and we can do anything together. And I've always believed that. Like, if me and you, like, set our minds to something,
mm-hmm.
like, fully set our minds to something, then we can do it. I've never not thought that. I've never not believed that we could just accomplish whatever we wanted to. But I do think that separate, it's a lot harder for us to accomplish things.
Yeah.
But together, I've always thought, like, we'd just be unstoppable.
Yeah.
Let's see, where was I? I wish I was more like you. You're outgoing, more than you know. You're shy, but always at the right times, and you push through it when you have to. You put yourself out there and join classes and ask people to hang out, and you make plans. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't do anything ever. You're the best planner I've ever met, and I trust you to choose everything. And that's a lot of times why I just stay out of it when you ask me, what do you want to do? I just go, I don't know, you figure it out. Because I know you'll plan it perfectly. I don't even need to be involved. Like, you'll know exactly what to do. Like with Disney, I'll just nail it. So I'm just like, I'll just go along for the ride. Your style and your ability to keep going and not let anything stop you. Those are things I love about you. When we go to places where we don't know people, I hang by your side the whole time because you're my comfort and most times my strength, because we always make up for each other's shortcomings, and we don't care because it just doesn't matter. You accept me. I'm the worst, and you just accept me. No one has ever done that for me where I knew and trusted it, but you do. You accept everyone. You're probably the best person I know, depending on how the kids turn out, because you never know. Might be jerks. So then you'll be the best. But if they turn out real well, then I'm hoping they're the best people we know.
Yeah, I hope they're the best people.
You've never gotten sick of us. And I mean of us, me and you, in 13 years. And that's crazy to me because you still look at our relationship the same way and you still look at me the same way. And I love that things haven't changed and we're still so attached to each other. You are a level of certainty and clarity that must be what the true faith and religion feels like.
Hmm. Well, that was cute.
Okay. Aww. I wish you people could hear my eyes rolling.
You want to hear what my Sagittarius says?
Yes.
Here? Okay, let's see here.
Let's see how accurate it is.
Okay. Curious and energetic, Sagittarius is one of the biggest travelers among the zodiac signs.
Oh, that's 100% nailed you already.
Their open mind,
philosophical?
Yeah. Their open mind and philosophical view motivates them to wander around the world in such a meaning of life. Hold on. Motivates them to wander around the world in search of the meaning of life. Sorry. Not the best reader in the world. Is that not here? Maybe that's here. Let's keep reading. Sagittarius is extrovert and optimistic and enthusiastic and likes changes. Sagittarius born are able to transform their thoughts into concrete actions, and they will do anything to achieve their goals.
I'm hungry.
Me too. Food is good, as we've said multiple times here.
Could you hear me being hungry? Or could you hear you being hungry? You can hear me right on the microphone. That's cool. I'm going to put a note in the podcast notes to eat before podcasting next time.
That was funny.
Anyway.
Let's see here. Like the other fire sign, Sagittarius needs to be constantly in touch with the world to experience as much as possible. Let's see here. Their strengths. They're generous, idealistic, great sense of humor. Oh, this says I have a great sense of humor.
But it doesn't say that you're hilarious.
Oh, sorry. Weakness.
Didn't mind somewhere say Andrews are the most hilarious.
Andrew's the most hilarious ever. Okay, weakness. Promises more than can deliver. Very impatient. Oh, I can't believe you didn't write that about me. I am very impatient.
I don't think so.
Okay,
you are. You're super, super impatient.
Will say anything no matter how undiplomatic. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
I think I kind of, yeah. Well, now I'm Zodiac believer here. They seem very accurate towards us.
Did it say, though, that you liked change? Do you think you like change?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're averse.
No, I like change. I get bored.
Yeah, okay.
I definitely
I was thinking, like, you're very traditional, or not traditional, but you like tradition also.
Well, I like some things.
I guess we like
things.
Creating our own traditions.
Yeah, I like some traditional things, but I get bored if we keep doing the same thing over and over every day, too.
Yeah, I hate that, too. God, routine's like the worst thing ever. I hate it.
Oh, you know what I didn't write about myself is like a lot, like you were saying that I was shy.
Mm.
I would say that that's a downfall because a lot of times people think I'm rude or I don't like them because I'm shy.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, people think that about shy people. And I've seen it. Yeah, where people are like, does Robin hate me?
No.
No, that's just your face.
Yeah, I do have a resting
bitch. That's a lot like our daughter, though.
I have resting bitch face.
She's the same way. She's very, like, angry looking all the time, and she's mm-hmm. probably the happiest little girl ever.
Yeah.
Our other two kids are so obvious about how happy they are.
Yeah. You know? They're always smiling.
Always.
They always look happy.
Yeah. Clara just stares at you.
Like, what do you want? Yeah. All right, is there anything else you want to say about your nude podcast?
No, I'm excited. I hope it works out.
Yeah, look forward to hearing them and hearing what your friends have to say and everything.
Well,
because you have a lot of friends that I think that a lot of your friends have interesting, like a lot of interesting friends, I think.
Yeah, I think I surrounded myself with some pretty good people.
Yeah.
I surrounded myself with some really, like... Oh, they're good people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Most of them, yeah.
Yeah. Well, who's not a good person?
No, they're all good people. Most of sorry. Them. Most of them. There's that one.
That one.
I'm not going to tell you who.
It's you, Ton.
Sorry, it's you. Ton.
Just all joking. Right. I wonder if you would do the podcast.
I don't know. We'll have to make a list or something of people that you want on and see if they'll do it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
Got a couple lined up though already.
You do?
Yeah. So there's a comedian, like a legit comedian. He's pretty hilarious.
Yeah. Are you funnier?
I'll have him on. Oof, that's tough.
Can't say, but yeah, you probably are.
I don't know. That's pretty tough. He's like a legit comedian, and we saw him, and he was pretty funny.
I didn't see him because the baby was freaking out, and I had to go. So I'm sorry,
Brooks,
Anthony.
That's right.
Sorry, Anthony, I didn't get to see you, but
I wish
I could have.
I honestly, that was the first time I've seen like stand-up live, and it was super funny. I would do it over and over. Like, I actually thought it was that funny.
Well, then we should.
So I'm excited to have him on because he's pretty funny, and he's a great conversationalist. Like, I love talking to Anthony. He's just like a good guy. So that'll be fun. And then my other friend Corey said he would definitely do it. So
cool. Yeah, and
we'll have him on. And Corey's a great person, and he's got really good perspective on everything. So
yeah.
So I'm excited to have them on.
Well, you started a Instagram. It's Far Betterment.
Far Betterment.
FARBETTERMENT. You don't have anything up yet, but
no, all one word. But you'll be handling that because you're much better at social media.
Okay. And then
you are though.
Check out our other podcast, The Apple and the Tree.
Absolutely.
It's a family, check that out. Family podcast. If you liked hearing Andrew and I talk about
whatever. Family stuff.
yeah, family stuff.
Family stuff, our kids.
Or, you know, Asher's
he'll be
in
on
it.
A lot. Yeah, Asher will be on it plenty of times. So.
Kid perspectives there. You can check it out there. We also have an Instagram there. It's The Apple and the Tree family. Go check that out.
He's pretty funny.
And thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for being on. Thanks for doing my first episode. It's my favorite one so far.
Oh, good. Bye. I love you. I love you too. Oh, there's the kids. That's our call. That's our cue.